Hello, 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 everyone. I just want to say I am back and happy Monday and welcome to Life by Waitha Today Unscripted. So let's get started. Okay, so hello to everyone. Welcome to the blog. If this is your first time hearing my voice, I'm glad you stopped by and I hope you consider subscribing. If you are already subscribed and are a part of Life by Waitha, thank you so much for coming back. Thank you for hanging with me another Monday. I really appreciate everyone for that. I do apologize for any background noise that you might hear. If some of you all did not know, but now I'm going to share, I have moved. I'm on a different side, and the side I'm on now is the city side. It faces the DC, Maryland, no, not Maryland, sorry. It faces the DC and Virginia area, but I face highway. There's a lot of traffic, so I apologize in advance for anything you might hear that disrupts this. So I hope everyone is doing well this Monday, and tell me you're missing that hour. You know what? I don't care what anyone says. Throughout the summer, I feel that hour. I don't like getting up now. Now you're taking an hour away from me so we can get some extra sunlight in the evenings. That's great and all, but hey, I miss my hour in the morning, so I'm a little bit more groggy than usual. But anyway, today or from here on out or however you want to call it, I am in my post moving phase, and I'm going to dish today. This is why this is unscripted. There's no talking points. I'm just going to dish about everything that happened throughout this process. I have tried to really to be classy. I've tried to remain cordial. I haven't gotten nasty with anyone. I never took anything to a place where I couldn't grab it back from. But I just want to share a little bit about some things that went down. I'm not one to gossip, so this is about me, and that's what I'm dishing about. So with that said, I am talking about more tomfoolery and keeping your cool. So let's rewind that back to the week that I knew I was going to move. So the 29th. Okay, so that was like that Monday. No, the 29th was Friday, so we're going to go back to that Monday. That Monday before, that was the week before I moved. I was moving. I had the keys, so I was moving things in little by little. While this was happening, I wasn't really feeling well, and I think it was the stress of moving and trying to clear out downstairs and what have you, and just all of the other stuff that had been happening in the past. And so my IBS symptoms came back. I could share that at some other time. This ain't the time, but I could share that at some other time. And I did not feel well. So I was out from work for a day, but couldn't take full days because I had meetings. And while I was out, of course, I got another text from my landlord's real estate agent who, hey, I know you're busy packing. So let's step one. You're acknowledging that you know I'm busy. You know I'm packing. You know I've got boxes everywhere. But I want to get the painters in to give an estimate. And this is another one of those things where my daughter's like, mommy, say no. And my initial thing is I get this like nervous feeling in the pit of my stomach. I didn't know how to answer him. So the first day I just didn't answer him because I was feeling some type of way. I'm like, you all have approximately like 5 days and you can get in and do whatever you want. God, I'm gonna hold that for a minute, but damn these interruptions. Like, you're gonna be in here in 5 days, but you still trying to get in here before I'm gone to show people. So I did not respond to him on the first day. The second day I got a text. I still did not respond. So what he did was he ran back and told her that I wasn't responding. She sent me a message. I told her I haven't been feeling well. I was going to contact him after Thursday and whatever, right? So she sends back this salty gram, basically saying that, well, I'm sorry that you're sick. But really what you're saying is you don't give a damn that I'm sick. This needs to be done, because that's exactly how that message went. Sorry that you're sick, but we need to get the painters in there. And then quoted me scripture, y'all, from the lease to say that I am the owner. We have the right to get in. So now I'm going to get the office involved. They have been notified. Was I supposed to be scared? They've been notified? Okay, so they have been notified. Right? And now what? So I call the office because these people I know, I talk to these people all the time. And they tell me, well, he's supposed to come tomorrow. I said, okay, fine. I'll be home and I'll be in the bed. And then he gets to my door and he says, hey, Waitha, can I come in? Well, if I don't let you in, you're just going to tattle back to your boss, ain't you? So I'm like, come on, I'm in the bed. Sorry. No, you're not. These people throughout this whole process have not been sorry for anything they've done or the way that they've treated me. And I really feel like because of the situation, you know, when you rent, you really don't have a lot of rights. You have a few, but you don't have a lot. The owner has rights to enter the unit if there's something wrong. This wasn't anything wrong. I was going to be out of the unit in 5 days and you could do what you want. But through this whole process, I've let them come in. I've let contractors come in. They've done this. They've done that. And it's really been intrusive and hard to get stuff done. Right? My boyfriend says, why do you stress out about that? I'm like, because it's intrusive. We'll have them come when you're not home. Absolutely not. Because that's what they have been trying to do the whole time. And that's one thing you do have the right to refuse. You have the right to refuse them coming into your unit when you are not home. I'm like, I always need to be home when you come in here for anything. And that was the one little string that I could hold on to. But you know, my God is not a vengeful God. He's not a spiteful God. He doesn't do things. He's not a sheep in wolf's clothing. He doesn't say one thing and do another. And that's what I was getting. And through this process, it allowed me to find out who I was really dealing with. Oh, so this is how you really are. You're a sheep in wolf's clothing. So fast forward, all that happened, that passed. I moved, you know, I was moving Friday. I was moving Saturday. But I had to be out by Sunday, which that was fine because all my stuff was out. I got a message, another message from him on Saturday telling him or him asking me, hey, I was wondering if I can come by and get keys. Well, I had already given him a key on Thursday. So I politely replied back. Hey, I will be out. I will be done between 3 and 4 p.m. The keys, fobs, security fobs, mailbox keys, everything will be on the counter. I had an email drafted. I was going to do all of this as soon as I was done completely clearing out everything. I was going to send this message out by 2:00, right? But he beat me to it. So at 1:00, I sent out this message. At approximately 3:00, the real estate agent calls me and says, hey, Waitha, I'm at the unit. Did you change the lock? How, Sway? How? And my reply was, how would I know? How would I change a lock? Oh, I guess I have the wrong key. So instead of you assuming that you brought the wrong key because you're a real estate agent and you have several keys, the first thing you do is call me and ask me, did I change a lock? Are you for real, bruh? You have got to be kidding me. The tomfoolery. Hours later, I get a message from the landlord, another salty gram. I, I don't feel comfortable with my unit being left open. And see, this is why the agent puts on a lockbox. Okay, pump the brakes. I didn't even read all that message before I had an email out to her going, no one left your door open. Your door is not open. I gave your agent a key on Thursday. It is not my fault that he did not put a lockbox on. Like I said, I gave him a key. And then I even followed up with, again, I gave him a key. Nothing was left open. Y'all, that was it for me. And I'm telling you right here, right now, as I sit here, if I get another salty gram from these people, they're going to be talking to my attorney. Because I'm not dealing with that. No one should have to deal with that. And I don't want to let this situation, in my experience, sour people from renting from private owners, because you do have private owners where their properties are strictly investment property and they're not hemorrhaging money or losing money. So it's just something that they have that someone's staying in until they get ready to do what they want. That was my fault. When she tried to sell 8 years ago, well, let's say 7 years ago, because I've been here 9.5 years. That's when I should have got on up, because it was only a matter of time before she would want to revisit this whole situation again. And I wasn't given a lot of time to make decisions to do things that I had to do. So with that said, all of that done, I was home Monday because I knew I would have to be home, because we were sitting here around boxes. We were looking at boxes. It was so many. And it was a really overwhelming. And my body hurt so bad that I could not fall asleep or get comfortable Saturday night, because my body hurt so bad from all of the walking. And folks, I didn't do this, you know, moving myself. I had, you know, friends helping with the heavy stuff, but I still made a lot of trips and did all of the small things myself. So let's just say that decompressing has been number one on my list as I pre-record this for you. This is the day in advance. And I have made it my point this weekend to not move, to just cook, binge some Gilmore Girls, and, you know, take down a box or two. I have been trying to de-stress and decompress and read my scripture and pray for peace and just count my blessings. And I you know what? I thank God for the situation that I'm in. I thank God for giving me a level head, for giving me the peace and the blessing of just being calm, because it could have gone in another way, and that way would not have been great. So again, I'm just so thankful for that. And thus far, this place is awesome. It's almost like staying in a hotel. Kind of feels weird. but yeah, I'm getting used to it. I have not been feeling all that great, but I think fatigue is playing a part in that. And then everything that happened and how I've been feeling, it's just, I need to get my body right. So it's been, you know, just coming home, exercising, home cooked meals, and just trying to work on this blog, something that makes my soul sing, and just not think about any of that past experience. The last psalm I worked in, I believe, was Psalm 7, and it really sang to my soul on a whole lot of levels. And basically, I know that in my heart, I have to forgive people that are evil. I have to forgive opportunists. I have to forgive these people that have ulterior motives. These people didn't care about me. They didn't care about my welfare or where I went or anything. I was an obstacle in their way. And I have to pray for those people. I don't hold any ill feelings or any negativity in my heart. I can be angry. I am allowed to be angry as long as I don't act on those emotions. And I was. I'm allowed that feeling. But, you know, I told God to release me, you know, from feeling any type of way. I forgive them for their transgressions, because it's not, you don't have to deal with me. You have to deal with him. He is judge and executioner, and that's who you have to deal with. Me, hey, I'm just another one of his children trying to live light. That's all. Otherwise, everything is going well. Work is fine. Excuse me. Everything is fine. It just is what it is. I just wanted to get on here because it's been a minute and just do this unscripted and update everyone and let you know your girl is all right. I'm going to be all right. So, with that said, I am going to close this today with one little phrase. Ask him, has he done it? Nay, he already has. And y'all know what I'm talking about when I say that. So yeah, again, thanks for hanging with me today. And again, if you haven't subscribed, please join us. I have more things coming as I try to make room in my space. My particular room plan that I didn't account for a lot of things as I posted on Friday. So I have to acquire some more stuff and try to make room. And, you know, I'm just doing some fun stuff because I need to be released from everything that's happening. But yeah, come and join the family. I would really, really, really love to have you. And as always, I say, know thyself. Thanks again. Bye-bye, y'all.